Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Ryan White. He is a digital media specialist for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Ryan, I think you've got the coolest job of all. And I'm not just saying that because I also do social media, but you handle all of the digital media and the video for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative.
I do wear many hats. I take care of the website. I help place the digital ads and the video. Also take care of some social media. But it's a team effort. We all do a little bit of everything back in our department. But I enjoy it. I really do. I love working with video. I love the visual aspect of showing people things instead of telling people about things. And I think the co-op recognizes that it's important to be able to have that opportunity to show people, especially in a situation like storm restoration, to show them the damage and so they can see the broken poles, they can see the trees that have fallen down, which is really exciting because now that kind of leads us to one of the new things that we're doing, and that is using drones to inspect these power lines.
And that's got to be a huge help to you guys. I mean, because you can't necessarily climb every pole to scan to see what's down and what's not, or you don't always see things from the ground that you may see from the air. So having drones as part of your team now is going to be a huge benefit to you guys.
Yeah, it's a new program that REC has just started, and there's about 14 certified drone pilots now at REC that we all had to go and take the test and get certified. And
that's no easy task either. I mean, basically have to be a pilot in order to fly a drone.
You do. You actually have to go to the airport and take a test, get certified. You have to have a passing score of, I think, 70 or higher to become a certified drone pilot. So that's one of the things that we did. And we had to take a class to learn all this because a lot of it's a lot of aeronautical information that you don't really necessarily know off the top of your head. You don't know what's the down leg of a runway and which degree are you supposed to be coming in. Not that you're going to be landing your drone in an airport, but they do ask these kind of questions.
I've landed mine a lot on the roof. And then my husband took it away from me because he was tired of climbing up on the roof and getting it down off the roof. But yeah, there is probably a whole lot of technical information that just the average person has no idea goes into flying one of those things.
Well, that's true. And safety is always our top priority at REC. So we definitely want to make sure that we're doing everything safe and by the book. So like I said, there's a handful of us that just got licensed to be drone pilots. So we started this program. Now we have purchased drones to start flying them. So we did a class with a partner that we're using through the state association that's helping us get everybody up to speed on how to use the drone, how to fly the drone, the capabilities of the drones. And so we're actually now starting to take those out in the field and use them for inspection purposes. Before, we used to have to use helicopters and infrared cameras and a lot of it done on foot, or if you couldn't access it with a vehicle, you'd have to go by ATV. The use of drones will help alleviate a lot of those things, and it'll make it a lot easier for us to do it. We will be getting some in the future that do have infrared cameras attached to them, and that's definitely in the plans for the future. But like I said, they are going to be used mainly for inspection and storm restoration.
So how nervous were some of these linemen when you said, hey, guess what, guys? We're getting drones, and you're going to be trained in how to do some of what you do now with a drone. Were some of them excited, or were some of them like, dude, I don't want any parts of that?
I think some of them were a little nervous at first. Some of them had experience flying. They may have their own drones. I know I had experience, and there was a couple other guys had experience. But for the most part, everybody was super excited to get it. And then I think the more they flew them, and then when we did a field day where we went out and flew them around the power lines and could see the limitations of how close could we get, how far could we get, that really made a lot of people more comfortable with using them. And I feel as they use them more and more in the field, it'll just become better and better. I think the ultimate goal is to have one on every truck. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a whole budget thing. We haven't had anybody in yet from the budget office necessarily. Yeah. So I'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, like I said, right now they have one for every office. So I know each office, Fredericksburg has one, Bowling Green, Blue Ridge, and Culpeper. They all have their own drones.
And that's going to make it a whole lot easier because then they can just dispatch them out to whatever they need in their particular areas.
Yes.
So what kinds of other scenarios can you see them helping you with? You mentioned storm damage.
For me, personally, in our department, I will be using it a lot different than, say, a lineman would.
You're going to be using it to show me some of the things I need to know as a member and just to kind of paint a better picture for me.
Yes, but they're actually using it for inspection. So when a storm does happen, they spend a lot of time driving around looking to try to find the damage.
Mm-hmm.
So this will reduce our carbon footprint by having them park the vehicle from one central location near where they think the damage is, and then they can fly the drone around and find it that way instead of driving up and down the lines.
And they would probably be able to pinpoint, too, how extensive it is and what kinds of equipment and tools they're going to need when they get to the actual site.
Right, and it will save them multiple trips back and from the truck to the job site. With these drones, they'll be able to get down and see exactly what's going on, if it's a tree or, you know, is it a broken cross arm, is it a broken pole, is it a bad insulator, or is it a fuse, what's going on. And that will give them an idea before even showing up on site to get started.
William Wilfong was here for an earlier podcast episode. He's one of the linemen for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And we talked a lot about when he's going out on storm damage calls. The roads sometimes are a problem for them. So this would probably help them too, because they'll be able to see what their path to get to the damage is and know whether they've got some issues just accessing wherever it is.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They can use the drones to see how to get to wherever they're going, or they can find an alternate route if the road's flooded or something like that. They can always put them up. And these drones are super easy to use for the linemen. It's one of those things where they can throw it up in the air, they can see real quickly what's going on, and then make plans accordingly. When we do operate the drones, we're in two-man teams.
Oh.
So you have one man that's the designated pilot, and then you have the other person who's a visual observer. So when we're out there doing it, it's not, because it is kind of tricky when you're trying to look at something on the screen to find the damage and then also keep your eye on the drone. That's why we kind of decided that it's two-man teams. One man's watching the drone from the ground, and the other man is looking at the screen trying to find the damage or look at the damage on the screen and figure out what the problem is.
And that makes sense. And that's another safety mechanism, because
again,
you don't want to be
safety.
Trying to look in two places at once either.
Right. It's all about safety, and it's all about making sure that everything we do is safe and that we can do it to the best of our abilities.
And be efficient the whole time you're doing it. Now, is storm damage one of the only ways that you would use it? I mean, would you use it? And I have learned this term now. I'm very proud of myself. I've learned all kinds of Rappahannock Electric stuff. Blue sky days. In what instance would you use drones for blue sky days?
Part of our work plan is looking at circuits that need a little more attention than other circuits. They may have problems all the time. So they're on our work plan to be upgraded and things, so they can use them to inspect those circuits on blue sky days and try to find things that, you know, maybe something needs a new insulator, or maybe the conductor is going bad and it's, you know, something that they can upgrade on a regular work day, so they can use the drones to find those as well.
One of the conversations that I had when John Arp was here a few weeks ago was about how things change from the minute those poles go in and when electric service is initially set up to what it may be like now, 20, 30, 40 years later. So it probably helps you too to get a lay of the land, because it may not be the same as it was when everything initially got set up.
Well, that's true. And thankfully now with the use of drones, it's bring newer technology to an older system to be able to find these things and locate them a lot easier and save not only time, but save on resources as well.
Is there anything that we as regular citizens or members should be on the lookout for? I mean, you obviously don't want us to try and mess around with you guys when you're out there doing drones or drone work.
That's true. If you do see any crews out there flying drones, I wouldn't approach them until they've landed the drone. They really need to focus on, like I said, safety is a top priority. We're flying around these power lines. We don't want people to get hurt. We don't want the drones to, you know, run into anything. So keep your distance from the pilot that's out there piloting the drones. You can wait till they land if you want to talk to them about the drones. I'm sure they'd be happy to talk to you about it, but don't try to talk to them while they're flying, because they need to focus on what they're doing.
In most cases, they're trying to get somebody's power back on and assess the situation, and you certainly don't want you to be holding them up from your neighbor not being able to use the stuff in their house.
That's true. And like I said, we also train around these power lines. Our highest power lines, 115 kV, lines that throw off a lot of voltage, and we've flown these drones around that just to try to see how they would react in those situations. So we don't want people to think that they can by any means fly any drones around power lines. If you have a drone yourself, don't try to help out in any way. Let the trained professionals do it. We're trained to fly around power lines. We're trained to operate these drones over here. So if you do have a drone, don't try to go and find the damage yourself. Let us do it. We'll do it, and we'll get to it a lot quicker with the use of drones than we did before. But let the professionals handle it.
And that's an interesting point too, because because I don't think a lot of people realize when they are out just doing their own, flying their own drones, we're thinking about not flying it into trees or being able to keep it in sight so we don't end up losing it somewhere. But power lines are a tricky thing, and nobody should be flying a drone, whether it's for fun or not, anywhere near these power lines.
That's very true, because we definitely don't want to cause an outage, but we want everybody to be safe as well.
It's interesting to me that I've learned since starting this podcast series with Rappahannock is you guys really do want to make sure that whatever is coming out that's going to make your job safer and easier and keep my power on the longest, you're all in for it. New technology, that's what you're kind of embracing right now.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the name of the game is reliability. And anything that we can do to make the system more reliable and look out for our members, REC is innovative. We try to use the latest technology for everything, whether it's the newest fiber technology that we're working on implementing in our system, whether it's the use of drones, whether it's the use of video that we're going to do. In the future, we have plans to make a Lineman 360 video, which is going to be really cool. And that's a little teaser for you.
Yeah, yeah, coming soon on a future
soon.
Episode.
Yeah. But with the use of these drones, one of the things I failed to mention is that everything's in 4K.
Oh.
And so the setup that we have, we actually, the linemen have an iPad, a nice 10-inch iPad, so they can see on the screen really, they could see cotter pins that are like, you know, real small.
Seriously?
Yeah, they can drill down and see a lot of good stuff with it. So and it has the capability to do video or pictures, so for system inspections, and that they could take them back into the shop and show other people, and engineers can look at it and decisions can be made. It's a very, very cool technology.
Well, Ryan, thanks for coming to hang out with me.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.